federal government has announced new regulations on the tech industry following a report by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission on the impact of tech giants Google and Facebook on our media landscape. Sarah Richards reports.
Digital platforms like Google will be subjected to a new code of practice, but experts say the government needs to do more to protect online consumer privacy. The code of practice comes from the ACCC's Digital Platforms Inquiry. However, out of the 23 recommendations outlined in the report, the government is only implementing 6. Dr. Rob Nichols is a senior lecturer for the School of Taxation and Business Law at the University of New South Wales. He says the government accepted recommendations based on more funding for the ACCC and the voluntary code of practice for digital platforms dealing with news organisations.
The government accepted in full the recommendations that were primarily associated with more funding for the ACCC, and they've also accepted the recommendation that there should be a code of practice that will start to balance out the way that news organisations and the big platforms operate. And indeed, a large number were simply noted, with it not really being clear whether that note means that there will be further work guaranteed or whether it simply will get around to it at some point.
He says the voluntary code of practice is the best outcome.
But there is a risk that if Facebook or even Google says, well, it's too hard to do business in Australia, that there will be a backlash if the services that Facebook and or Google decline as a result of government intervention. That's why a voluntary code is the best outcome, because if Facebook and Google can agree as to what should happen, that's a lot better than an approach where the government is forced to intervene. But intervene it must if no such balance is achieved.
Lindsay Jackson is chair of the Electronic Frontiers Australia, a non-profit organisation that helps promote and protect the digital rights of Australians. Ms. Jackson says she is concerned the technology companies will take advantage of self-regulation to advance their interests.
So to kind of go to tech giants and say, create a code of conduct, that's great, but they're going to do that from their best interest. They're not going to do that from my best interest or your best interest. They're going to do it around what's easy for them to implement policy-wise, technology-wise, what's going to keep, what's not going to interfere with them making money. So it's problematic.
She says she would have liked to see the government focus more on consumers' online rights and privacy.
Certainly the stuff around the Privacy Act, and the privacy implications is something that we would have liked to have seen stronger action on. Really giving people better individual control and awareness over what's being used, even consent. So there must be informed consent. So I give my information to one platform. If they want to use that for something else or if they want to transfer it between other services, they have to tell me and I have to be informed and aware that that's what's going to happen. So those things need to be looked at much, much more closely.
The federal government has given technology companies until November 2020 to agree to the new regulations.
And that story was by Sarah Richards.